The World Health Organization said on Monday that the world has nearly 17,400 confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus. More than 99% of those cases were reported in China. Compare that to the number of people infected with influenza in the United States. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, estimates the flu has sickened between 19 million and 26 million people since October 1st. CDC officials also report that up to 25,000 people have died because of an infection during the four-month period. Officials note that, in an average year, the flu kills up to 56,000 people nationwide. As of Sunday, there were 360 deaths from the coronavirus, mostly in China. There are currently 11 confirmed cases in the United States, but no deaths from the virus. Last October, the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security held an exercise to help prepare health experts for what is happening today. It was called Event 201. Johns Hopkins University worked in partnership with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to organize the event. Event 201 brought together government experts, business leaders, and representatives of non-governmental organizations. The purpose was to talk about how the world would react to a serious epidemic. Crystal R. Watson is a doctor and an assistant professor at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. She said the event was meant to help leaders prepare for what is happening now.
The purpose of that exercise was to raise issues of preparedness and response for those leaders so they could start working on making sure that we can develop medical countermeasures, drugs, and vaccines quickly in a severe outbreak, that we can respond to take care of the people who become sick.
News stories about the coronavirus note some of the steps governments and health officials have planned for many years. People flying to the United States from China now have to stop at one of seven airports. CDC workers are measuring the temperature of each passenger and looking for signs of breathing problems. Travelers who are coughing or have other symptoms may be taken to a hospital for more testing. One person who recently returned from China is Nick Caputo. He works for Sunrise International Education. He directs camps in China for students to learn about debate. Caputo was hoping to stay in China longer. But when the travel restrictions were announced, his company decided that he should return to the U.S. at once. He said,
"That way I'd have time to go through a self-quarantine and make sure that I wasn't infected before I ran my program here."
Craig Blacklock teaches English at Wenzhou Kane University in Wenzhou, China. He says the university has changed the beginning of its spring term from February 9th to March 1st. He said the school also is helping its teachers and employees get much-needed supplies and food. Blacklock told VOA that people around Wenzhou are taking temperatures and following the advice of the government to reduce the spread of the virus. While governments are taking steps to limit travel and reduce infections, Crystal Watson thinks there are things private citizens can do.
The average person should also be just taking general measures to prevent infection with respiratory diseases. We are in the middle of cold and flu season as well, and so just good practices of covering your cough and sneeze, washing your hands very frequently, avoiding people who have a cough, and just trying to stay well in the midst of cold and flu season.
With the novel coronavirus, one that did not affect people until now, doctors often pay more attention to the serious cases.
We are still learning a lot about this new virus. One thing that happens early on in an outbreak, a novel outbreak like this, is that you see there's a bias towards seeing the more severe cases and deaths. So we're seeing those now, but as we go through and gather more data, we're going to find that there are many more mild cases that are not being now detected. So we anticipate that that fatality rate will decrease significantly as this continues to spread.
Crystal Watson says that the world is better prepared now than it was over 15 years ago when faced with severe acute respiratory syndrome, known as SARS.
There are definitely very important steps that the world has taken over the last 10 years to get better prepared. We can always do more, but I think people are taking this very seriously and responding in the best way that we can.
I'm Jill Robbins.